go live now to Citi Field in Queens, where my good friend, and I got to say, great job of covering the New York Mets on a daily basis for the New York Post. Mike Puma is standing by. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you, pal?
Sid, how are you today?
Well, I'm okay. I'm better than the Mets. I mean, the Mets, they're 2-3. They look lackluster. Outside of DeGrom, they don't pitch. They don't catch the ball. They don't hit. And really, again, yesterday, just another, I don't know how many of these there have been over the years, but another gem wasted by Jacob DeGrom. Even the manager admitted that, Mike.
Yeah, he called it pretty much a waste of performance. You know, when you add in the fact that DeGrom had one of their few hits yesterday, and DeGrom's actually got three hits in his two starts. He's been one of their better hitters. But, it's a shame too, because he pitched such a great game. The 14 strikeouts, one pitch that got hit out, 100-mile-an-hour fastball that didn't even look like it was in the strike zone, and Mets lose 3-0.
Edwin Diaz comes in the ninth. He was terrible 2 years ago after the trade with the Mariners. Better year last year in the COVID-shortened season. But as Mike Francesa, my old colleague and coworker at WFAN, said on his tweet yesterday, he said, good old Edwin, he cemented the Mets' loss, giving up two more in the ninth. What's that all about?
Yeah, and here's the interesting thing. You know, Edwin Diaz looked so good last year. And, of course, there were no fans in the stands last year to get on him if he didn't have a good performance. So you wonder if there's something to it, to the fans returning to the ballpark this year and Edwin Diaz coming out flat. We'll see. He did have a good spring. He had a very good year last year. I'm not going to jump on him too early here, but that wasn't a good sign yesterday coming in the ninth and getting pulled before, you give up a couple of runs and you get pulled before getting out of the inning.
So the Mets get their second win of the season a couple of days ago. The only game they won in this series against Miami, when Michael Conforto cheated. He cheated. He should have been called out, and even the umpire admitted that after the game. But that's been the highlight of Conforto's season. This guy turned down about $200 million during spring training, and he can't get a base hit. How long will Rojas continue to bat Conforto third in this lineup?
Yeah, I think that's going to be a day-to-day situation here. Now, I haven't, we'll see what happens. Conforto's, he struck out three times yesterday, too, and it was a tough left-hander. But you have to wonder if the contract thing is looming over him a little bit. They try to negotiate the two sides. Spoke briefly in spring training about a possible extension, but I think it's pretty clear that Conforto wants to go to free agency and test the market. So now with that, the pressure is going to be on him to produce, is to get paid. You know, you have to go out and have a big year, and that's a lot of pressure.
If that's pressure for him, think about Lindor. I mean, look, you talk about football and you obsess over one game for 6 days, right, Mike? In baseball, every game is like the end of the world. You played five games, you've got 157 to go, and already people are saying the Mets aren't the Phillies, they're not the Braves. But you talk about pressure. Lindor got $350 million. He's done virtually nothing. But again, it's only five games.
Yeah, and I think there's going to be a little bit of a honeymoon period for Lindor. You know, he's new in town. The fans are still pretty ecstatic that he signed the 10-year extension. So, he'll hear it pretty soon if he doesn't start getting some hits. But I think we're in that honeymoon period right now.
Mike Puma covers the Mets on a daily basis for the New York Post. Mets and Marlins in Queens getting underway in a couple of minutes here. Stroman back on the mound today. How close, Mike, are we seeing Thor, Noah Syndergaard, back on the mound for the Mets?
Yeah, I think the Mets are pretty optimistic right now that mid-June will be the time that he's back. He completes his rehab from the Tommy John surgery. Now, you know, I saw him all the spring down in Port St. Lucie. Was very good down there. Was looked like he was in mid-season form, to be honest with you. But he's on the 60-day injured list to complete his rehab. He just started facing hitters recently. So that's going to be a big boost to the rotation when they get Syndergaard back. And right now they're counting on mid-June.
Mets think they're a playoff team. We thought they were. You know, we thought the Braves would be really good. They still may be. We knew the Dodgers and Padres would be good, and they're both off to good starts in the NL West. And Luis Rojas was not hired, of course, by Steve Cohen. Cohen bought the team this year. Rojas was hired last year. So, again, five games in. I'm not trying to start a controversy with the manager, but my question is, down the road, if the Mets continue to play lackluster baseball and fall out of this, would a guy like Rojas be in more danger because, quite frankly, Cohen didn't hire him?
Yeah, that's certainly possible. And, I don't know that the Mets would make a managerial change during the season, but it certainly could be something that could happen after the season, because Steve Cohen's already, he was on record last week as saying he expects his team, he thinks his team will be in the postseason. So that kind of sets the bar as to where he thinks this team should be. And if they fall short of that, I would certainly think a managerial change could be possible. But hey, we're five games in the season here. Let's see what happens.
Right, they got a big set coming up against the Phillies starting tomorrow, and Joe Girardi has those guys playing good baseball. In fact, they took two out of three from the Mets to start the season. On the way out, Mike, you've got a brand new book coming out. I can't wait to read it. Tell my listeners all about it.
Yeah, If These Walls Could Talk, New York Mets, comes out April 27th. Basically, encompasses the last 20 years. I've been around the team for about 22, 23 seasons now. And just a lot of stories. I think some stories that fans haven't heard before. I talked to a lot of people for the book, going back to the Bobby Valentine Piazza era. Noah Syndergaard, who hasn't talked to the media in, boy, over a year now, gave me some extensive time for the book. I think there's a couple of surprises in there. And April 27th, if you're a Mets fan, you're going to love it.
Can't wait. I'll get you back on this show and also on my morning show with Bernie and Sid as well to pump this thing up. And you do such a great job for many years for the New York Post and for me, Mike. I really appreciate it. So enjoy the game in a couple of minutes, and let's hope the Mets get to 3-3 and get ready for the Phillies. Thank you so much.